This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Brewers grabbed game one of their three-game series with the Cubs 9-3 at Wrigley last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Christian Yelich got things rolling with a solo homer in the second, his second homer in as many days.
They got a great team. We know that every time we play them, it's going to be a pretty tightly contested game. You know, even tonight, you know, you got to keep adding on because you never know. They got a really good team over there, and he's got to play well if you want to have a chance to win.
Jake Bowers also clubbed a three-run shot as the Brewers banged out 13 hits in the win. Manager Pat Murphy.
Good things tonight for sure. We swung the bat against a very good pitcher. We had a good approach, and we did some great things. I mean, Yelly hitting that first ball out of the park certainly makes everybody relax. When your leader's on it, then obviously other guys fall into place.
Brandon Sproat and Shane Drone combined to hold the Cubs' offense in check in the Game 1 victory. Victor Wembanyama poured in 41 to lead San Antonio to a Game 1, 122-115 double overtime win over Oklahoma City. In the NBA's Western Conference Finals, Knicks and Cavaliers will kick off the Eastern Conference Finals with Game 1 in New York City tonight. NHL Montreal knocked off Buffalo 3-2, advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals against Carolina. Game 1 of that series starts on Thursday. Game 1 in the West is Wednesday, Colorado plays host to Vegas. At the World, Zurich, Switzerland, Team USA fell to Finland 6-2. Don Granato's Americans played their fourth preliminary round game on Wednesday against Germany. Former Packers offensive coordinator Sherm Lewis passed away late last week from an undisclosed illness. Lewis coordinated the Packers offense when they went to the Super Bowl in the 90s. He was 83. Steelers with a full commitment from their veteran quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He joined his teammates for day one of OTAs on Monday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.